Pharmaceuticals and medical devices are among Puerto Rico's leading exports, including many of the common drugs and intravenous solutions used in United States hospitals. On the island of Hawaii, hospitals are feeling the impact. Mary Linda Passan is pharmacy manager at Kona Community Hospital.
Where we are really feeling it was with intravenous solutions, saline IVs, dextrose IVs, any kind of IV solution.
Passan says if feasible, they're substituting oral medications for IV solutions. Both Passan and Nelson Naco, pharmacy manager at Hilo Medical Center, say they're also mixing and repackaging IV solutions in the pharmacy. Naco says they're exploring all options.
They also have allowed some products to be brought in from European sources. We've always gotten the meds up to the patient. That part, I don't think, is a concern. It does affect the cost.
Passan explains one reason for the cost concern.
Gray market sellers, legitimate wholesale providers, when something goes into shortage, they gather up a bunch of the medication. They will sell it to you for a grossly inflated price, up to 100 times what we would normally pay. Most of the time, we pay the higher price just so there's not an impact to our patients.
In January, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb issued a statement saying the pharmaceutical plants now had electricity.
Those plants have been down for a long time. It's hot down there. It's humid. There's going to be mold issues. Those plants are going to have to go through incredible cleaning processes.
Both managers added that some drugs have actually been in short supply for at least a decade. Why? Passan said one reason is if drugs are not profitable, manufacturers will just not make them. From the Big Island of Hawaii, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.